Hi there. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and I am the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, I'm mad at God. I'm mad at God. Are you mad at God? One of the reasons that people don't give God another chance is that they're mad at him. Here's one woman's story about why she's mad at God. She says, I'm angry at God. I just feel so dead. I am so torn up inside. I feel worthless. I am believing lies, and I feel incapable of believing the truth. But I just have to. I am desperate. I am angry. I need God, yet I feel extremely angry at God. I feel hopeless. And this battle never ends. I just want to die. I penned these words in my journal not 2 years ago, not 9 months ago, but yesterday, and they expressed what I wanted to scream at God in that moment. And as a matter of fact, I did scream at him when I was alone. I'm not proud of it, but I can't deny it. Oh, I wasn't putting the message up so that you could put it up, was I? Sorry about that, my friend. So I am in pain, lots of pain, and I am filled with anger, with frustration, with confusion, and I am in despair. These feelings pretty much describe my relationship with God right now. Sounds really Christian, doesn't it? Aren't Christians supposed to abide in the love of God and rest in his peace? Well, I wish I could supply some answers. I like to have my life under control. I like to know what's going on. I hate struggle. If something is bothering me, I like to know why it's going on, and I like to deal with it. I hate confusion. I hate not knowing which way is up. But God has chosen to devastate my life like an eruption devastates a volcano. And this frustrates me. It makes me angry that he took my mom in a car accident 9 months ago. I resent the feeling of disconnection from God that I feel. I can't sleep well. It's hard to concentrate on work. Like I said, I don't have a lot of answers, but I have had a few thoughts rolling around in my soul. They are all true, I believe, but extremely hard to grasp and hard to live at the heart level. Well, I just have to tell you right up front that I can't relate to her feelings of anger toward God. I know people have these feelings. I just never have. And especially not in my most devastated moments, like when I got a call at dinner that my mom had died. She was my world, and now she was gone, and God had taken her. Yet instead of being mad at God, I could see his loving hand in the moment. I travel quite a bit, yet she had died when I was home, when I was off the road, when I could do something about the situation. God had orchestrated that. She died in her sleep. God had orchestrated that. So I was not mad at him. I actually cherished the time that he gave me with her, 43 way too short years. So I have not had these feelings of anger toward God, but I can see it. When I was a young man, a couple that I know found out that their 12-year-old daughter had a malignant tumor at the base of her brain. She was going to die. It was simply a matter of time. Over the next year, we all watched her die slowly. Every week, I would see her at church, and every week, I would look deeply into her eyes. She knew that she was going to die, and she didn't seem bothered by it at all. She told me that she was looking forward to meeting Jesus. I would have totally understood if her parents had been mad at God, but they weren't. It's easy to be mad at God when things don't go our way. We are helpless, we are hopeless, we are powerless. And moments like these make us aware that most of our lives are simply illusion. We think we have it all together, we think we're in control, and then something happens that we could not have prevented. At these moments, we know the truth. We do not control the universe. At these moments, we know another truth that we don't like to admit. God definitely gives us things that we can't handle. Let me repeat that in case you didn't hear it. God definitely gives us things that we can't handle. And you've heard it said exactly the opposite way. God never gives us anything that we can't handle. God never gives us anything that we can't handle. God definitely gives us things that we can't handle. So the converse of that is absolutely false. God gives us things all the time that we can't handle. And it's one of the ways that he trains us. When God gives us things that we can't handle, we usually misunderstand what he has done. Easy to misunderstand. We don't have all the facts. Like the woman in the beginning of the lesson, what we say when we encounter these things that we can't handle is that God has chosen to devastate my life like an eruption devastates a volcano. That was the lady in the beginning of the story's version of what God had done. You know, that may be the way things feel, but that's not what God has done at all. That's not God's intent, not at all. What is God's intent with us? Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells us God's intent. We know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. It is God's intent to work all things together for our good. Notice, this is another passage of Scripture that is often misinterpreted. You'll usually hear people say, all things work together for good, or everything happens for a reason. But this verse says something very different. This verse says that God causes all things to work together for good. It is God who works things together for good. Our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in complete control of the universe. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the radiance of God the Father's glory, and he is the exact representation of God the Father's nature. They are one in essence, one in being. And the Lord Jesus Christ upholds all things by the word of his power. You see, the Lord has the whole picture. He never wants to leave us devastated. He never wants to leave us raggedy. He always wants to make us whole. So let's let the Lord work his magic. When things don't go your way, trust God. He will deliver you from the devastation. It's hard, almost impossible sometimes, to get over the death of a loved one, to manage the hurts that happen regularly in our lives, losing a job, going bankrupt, getting divorced, being assaulted, being mistreated by loved ones, being betrayed by family members, being addicted to substances, or being at the wrong end of a devastating hurricane or tsunami or some natural catastrophe that we don't know how to handle. There are many things in this life that hurt, but God doesn't want you to hurt. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 recommend this: humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might promote you at the proper time, slamming all your cares on his back because he cares for you. When you're mad at God, turn your feelings over to him. Let him handle your anger. Let him handle you. Let him calm you down, because God is not like people. He knows you better than anyone, and his plans are for your welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. So trust him. Give God another chance. Now, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Please join us and keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.